Blog Talk Radio.
Fire, fire, burning deep down inside my bones. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have it no other way. That fire is the fire of the great creator God, Yahweh, the great I Am of the Bible, the Ancient of Days, none other than the creator of all things known and unknown. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, and unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life that doesn't start when we float away on a cloud to heaven. It starts right here, right now, talking about our beautiful eternal life the moment we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He is our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. Praise the Lord again and again. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as, listen to this, some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you and you too can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Because, listen, God is not a special person, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For our spiritual uplift on this fire gospel experience rendition, we will be embracing the book of John 13, verse 35, where our Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples about the true definition of love. We have watered down what love is and made it subjective to fit everyone's own specification. Now, as our Lord Jesus sat around the Last Supper, he arose and demonstrated that love is about what love does, and washed their feet, even though one of those that he served was the betrayer Judas Iscariot. Are we willing to redefine what the Bible declares to be love for what we may now prescribe, showing that we are caring and preparing to do goodwill to others for the betterment that brings God glory and then shines true love for all to see? Amen. We're going to talk about love. That's right. This is the season where we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are reclaiming it. So many celebrate this time of year and try to hijack what this holiday truly means, but it's really about recognition of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to just take it back. We're going to claim it, amen, as our own. My special guest is here, awesome man of God. He is what I can recall being that old school preacher that tells it like it is, that keeps it straight and don't apologize for sharing God's truth. He is the host of Monday Mandate on Facebook, none other than man of God, Reverend C.R. Cox is returning. He's been here before, so he knows how we do things. He knows we keep God first, and then we want to be a blessing to everybody else. Later on in the broadcast for Word of Inspiration will be another awesome man of God. Motivational speaker Dion Soldier Dallas will be here to share, I'm sure, words that will break chains, words that will uplift and encourage each and every one of us to go higher, to reach further, and do our very best for the Lord Jesus Christ. So go ahead and call your neighbor. Go ahead and call a coworker, a friend, somebody that's in your spirit right now. Let them know Ron E. Jefferson is back indeed on the internet radio to honor our God, to give him his just due praise, as well as lift up the name of Jesus, and we will honor him by showing love in this time and in this season. We thank you, Holy Spirit God, for being over our lives. We thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
One more time. Put your hands together. Let's give God some praise. Rain.
Can I get a witness that tried the law? And I'm so glad that you did. Can I get a witness?
And I tried it myself, too. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. New pearly gates on this fire gospel experience. Thank you, man of God. Managing Donovan Adams and all that good gospel music. New pearly gates, let you know. They tried it, and I'm hoping and praying you tried it, too, because there is no other way to get to God's heaven.
Hello, I'm Minister Althea M. Richardson, Life Coach Podcast.
That God is going to honor you with the best, the very best that he has, talking about trying God. Amen. Go right there. My special guest is here talking about man of God. He is the host of Monday Mandate on Facebook. If y'all know about that program, y'all already know. I'm giving the green to y'all, a dope enough preacher man here that is a teacher man as well as preacher man, discerning and disseminating the word of God in such a very powerful and positive way that makes you sit back and appreciate his dedication to God, to Jesus Christ, to biblical authority, as well as biblical pronunciation. He has studied theology at Liberty University, formerly from Chi-Town, presently living in Chester, Virginia. He's a married man of God, so he can talk about many different things. If you want to reach out to him for mentoring, for counseling, or whatever we about to discuss right here on this fire gospel experience, best believe, man of God, C.R. Cox, Reverend C.R. Cox, is well qualified to help you in this Christian journey. So without any further ado, my pleasure to present the sermon and introduce to everyone else, man of God, Reverend C.R. Cox, on this fire gospel experience. Blessings, man of God. Blessings. Bless your preacher, man. Welcome to fire the gospel experience. Or should I say welcome back? You've been here before.
Yes, sir. God bless you. I'm glad to be here once again. Thank you, Ron, for the invitation. I truly appreciate it.
Hey, man. Well, listen, I'm always blessed and privileged to have other men of God. The sisters have come into this fire gospel experience ministry in overwhelming roles. So whenever the men come forward, it just blesses my spirit because, you know, us men, we have to overcome so many hurdles to finally get to Christ. It seems like the women are just inherently just more submissive to the call of Christ. We men, we have to go through some struggles and some changes and then sometimes some difficult times before we'll finally bow down. So it's my pleasure to have you, good man. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for those that missed the broadcast when you were here. Tell us a little bit about who Man of God, Reverend T.R. Cox is and what makes him run for Jesus.
Amen. My name is Reverend T.R. Cox. As Ron has already said, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I live in Virginia. The one thing that I desire of the Lord is to continue to do his will. What keeps me running for God is God's presence, his power, his provision, and his providence. I am desiring to continue to see where this race is going to end. And I love God. That's the bottom line. I love God. I love God's people. And if it were not for God, I would not be here today. So, you know, I have a testimony. I have a journey. I have experienced highs, lows, trials, tribulations, and triumph all in the same time. And one thing I am not afraid of, I am not afraid of the enemy. And so Amen. The enemy knows that I'm here. He knows that I'm coming full force, and I'm not going to stop until I see what the end's going to be.
Amen. Man of God, listen, for those that have not had the privilege and the pleasure to enjoy your very, very profound Facebook Live ministry, Monday Mandate, help us understand, where did you get this showing up old school sanctified spirit to preach God's word unabridged, unbridled, and no shame in your preaching game? Where did all that stir up in your spirit? Where does that come from?
Well, it's the calling. You know, the Bible talks about gifts and callings coming without repentance. And I knew at a very young age that God had called me to preach. I did run from this calling for a very long time. I did not want to be a preacher. In fact, I didn't want to have anything to do with church at one point in time in life. But God saw fit to forgive me of my sins and wash me in the blood of Jesus. And I came to him as a humble child, and I told God, I said, God, whatever it is you want me to do, I'll do it. And God showed me visions. He showed me dreams of what I was going to be doing. And I questioned God. God, why did you choose me after all the wrong that I've done to people, after all the things I've done to you? Why would you continue to choose me? And God showed me what I will be doing, and it scared me. Ron, it really scared me because I did not want to stand before people. I did not want to proclaim God's word after all the wrong that I've done. And that fire and desire that I have is none other than the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. So I thank God for his gift of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the helper, the comforter, the teacher, the trainer. He's everything we need him to be. And I'm unapologetic about the word of God. You know, so many times we talk about truth, but we don't want to dispel the truth because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. But I'm the direct opposite. Woo. If I hurt your feelings and offend you with the truth, then that means I've done my job. And the devil will not win and will not get any kind of glory out of what I'm doing.
Amen. There's a saying that I heard that stays in my spirit, and it goes like this. It says, the truth only hurts when it's supposed to. Amen.
Amen.
We're not an uncaring people, but when it comes to presenting Christ, we understand sometimes we run into people that are obstinate and hard-hearted. And it's so true, Reverend Cox, that people mistake kindness for a weakness. See, I believe one of the reasons that many of us run from our calling is because the devil has strategically put propaganda out there against Christians so that we will look like softies and we'll look like cupcakes, and then we don't want to take the ridicule. We don't want to be looked down as a believer. But that's a trick of the devil, Reverend Cox. He wants people to feel ashamed about accepting Jesus Christ, and that keeps a lot of people on the fence. Is there a word that you would give to people out there that may not have really fully embraced the understanding that our kindness, or the Bible says meekness, is not weakness. It is actually strength under control. Is that a word that you would say to somebody out there right now that's kind of in the gray area of making a decision for Christ because they don't want to be talked about, they don't want to be ridiculed, they don't want to have to endure the shame of what some people would try to label on us Christians? Is that a word of encouragement?
Yes, sir. I have one. And in fact, it's part of my testimony. For everyone that is on the fence of choosing God and choosing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to really understand something, that guilt and shame is only a product of the devil's desire to keep you in bondage. When Jesus Christ came and he set the world ablaze by being crucified on the cross,
Thank you, Lord.
The guilt and shame that you would experience, he took on that guilt and shame. So you don't have to be, you don't have to feel as though you're inadequate. You don't have to feel as though that God has to look at you in your perfected state, because ultimately what God does, he uses the imperfectness of people and allows his strength to be made perfect in our weakness. So if you're on the fence of trying to make a decision, I want you to understand this. There's no person that has a heaven nor hell to put you in. The only person who has the keys to both is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and that's Jesus Christ. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. And there's nothing that you have done that's so bad that you cannot be forgiven of it. But all you have to do is put your trust in the man who died for your sins. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You can take that whosoever and put your name right there. For God so loved Sarah, for God so loved Tiffany, for God so loved Clarence and Ron, that he gave his only begotten Son for me. And as long as I know that he gave his Son for me, as long as I live, I know that there's a chance. So don't let the devil fool you into thinking you cannot be used by God because of what you've done. He takes the very imperfectness, and he allows his strength to be made perfect even in our weakness.
Ooh, Jesus, you preaching, man of God. I guess y'all see why I asked this awesome man of God to come in and share truth, because he has a clarity. He has a boldness in his pronunciation of what it means to be like Christ. Now, with that being said, man of God, let's talk about this Christian holiday, how people have down through the years have just tried to just take Christmas hostage. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, Christmas, the word is a combination of two words, which means Christ mass, masses, or Christ gathering. So the word Christmas actually means those of us who are followers of Christ are celebrating his birthday. There's no mandate. I'm going to use your word, Reverend Cox. I hope you don't mind. There's no mandate to celebrate Christmas, but the Bible says that when we give our tithes and our offerings, we are doing the minimum requirement of worshiping God in this way. So it's okay to give over and above what we are required to give, the basic. And it's all predicated upon your love for God, your commitment for God, your willingness to show gratitude to God. So, yes, we're not required in the scriptures to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if he had not come, Reverend Carr, woe would be every man, woman, boy, and girl. We would have no hope. So speak to those on this Christmas holiday about, you know, people that want to call it Xmas and actually X Christ out of his own celebration that we have initiated, and they want to turn it from the birth of Christ into the season for giving. Is there a word that you would like to share about breaking down the truth of Christmas, and I've studied the Christmas tree. I don't have a Christmas tree. I know many Christians do. I don't have a wreath on my door. I don't have a Yule log because I studied, Reverend Carr. And I do understand that a lot of these proponents of the holidays actually do have pagan origins. And then Santa Claus is the main figure as opposed to Christ. Is there any words of wisdom that you'd like to share in regard to the sanctity of this Christmas time of year, this Christmas holiday?
You know, there is true conflict about Christmas, and we have the secular view. We have some Christian views about Christmas. We also have a split in Christendom dealing with Christmas as well. But this is what I would say, and this is the word. This is the word for everyone that's listening. When you have to pay attention to the subtle dynamics of Satan, anything that celebrates Christ, he's either going to mimic or he's going to try to eradicate. And the one thing, if you start paying attention over the evolution of what's happening in the removal of God in school, the removal of God, the prayer out of school, okay? When those things started to happen, those were attacks that were against God's kingdom. And so a lot of people have a debate that it's, you know, Christ wasn't born December 25th and all of that stuff, but this is what my whole ideology is regarding Christmas. If Christmas was December 25th, 21st, 29th, January 2nd, the date is irrelevant.
Right.
The date has always been irrelevant to me. But what is relevant is the fact that Christ came. Now, when people took Christ out of Christmas and put the X there, they basically exited Christ out of Christmas because they don't want anyone to celebrate Christmas. Because do understand this. Christmas is $1 billion makeup. It's $1 billion makeup. And so what the secular world has done, they have turned this into the season of giving, right? But what season of giving are they trying to portray? And this is the season of giving to go to stores and spend all of your hard-earned money on gifts and decorations and all these different things. And these stores, Walmart, Target, and other places are getting the residual income of what we're giving. But really, the totality is in 365 days out of the year, those that believe in God should be giving anyway.
All year.
Whether it be giving of your time, whether it be giving of your money, your resources, whatever it is, the gifts that God has given you, that's really what giving is. And it should not be settled to one date. Now, the reason why we celebrate Christ is because we understand that Christ came for a reason. And when you when you take out that story of Christ, you're basically saying that Christ did not exist. Well, if Christ didn't exist, then God is a liar.
Yeah.
That means the Bible is untrue. That means this Christianity that we are now practicing is falsehood, and all of us are essentially going to hell. So you really have to look at the longevity of what's happening, and I think that the church has done a good job, I believe, in some respects, with continuing to illuminate Christ. But we have to be careful about the subtle ways in which Satan is trying to get rid of, especially the Christ in Christmas, and get rid of Christ's story throughout the ages.
Amen. Amen. And I would dare say, man of God, that the truth, that the origins of this two Christmases is spiritual in nature and demonic by attack, is because why not just create your own holiday apart from December 25th? The whole scheme is, like you have said, is to X Christ out. And we're going to commercialize it. That means you're going to get the full participation of everybody, believers and unbelievers, because who don't like getting gifts? Who don't like to see their children and relatives break out in great big smiles of joy upon receiving gifts? So that is the hook that baits a lot of people into participating in this Christmas. My thing is, if you all want to call it the season for giving, make it December the 1st and celebrate that week. Get up off of our holiday, which is of a religious origin, which is of a faith-based nature. But no. And see, I'm saying this because I want to, like you said, Reverend Cox, we have to be mindful of the subtle attacks and strategies. The Bible says, be not ignorant of his devices. And we need to understand the wiles, the cunning craftiness of the devil. Because his greatest, I believe, his greatest victory lies in the fact that by him being invisible, many people believe he does not exist. But that's not true. You spoke about prayer being removed in schools. I don't recall hearing about a shooting in schools until they removed prayer, Reverend Cox. I don't recall hearing about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So when they took prayer out, guess what happened? The devil moved right in. Doesn't the scripture says when the devil seen that the house was clean and garnished, what happened? He brought in seven spirits that was worse than himself, and they just took over the thing. So we're dealing with these situations because I do believe that God is saying, okay, church, what are y'all going to do about it? Are y'all going to just roll over and let the world take over? Are we going to take our rightful places and hold up the blood-stained banner of our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, man of God, what's in your spirit? Is there anything burning inside you regarding the world we living in, the time? Is there something that you are really just really would like to speak out in regards to the church body? What is it that is in the mind of Reverend C.R. Cox right now that you would really, really, really like to expound on? And I would dare say probably have been waiting for an opportunity to do so. You can do it right now, Reverend Cox.
I really want to challenge the church to get back to the basis of biblical content. I think a lot of times we have taken certain approaches and we have diluted the message of the Bible. I don't believe anymore that many people understand what the real gospel of Jesus Christ is. And I'm going to help somebody tonight.
Help us.
The real gospel of Jesus Christ is the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, and the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That is the gospel message.
Yes.
We do understand that God does prosper us. We understand that God blesses us. We understand God heals. He delivers. He sets free. We understand all those things. But when you go away from the gospel message, you oftentimes move away from talking about sin. And
we've
moved away from sin straight to prosperity.
Oh,
now,
God
won't bless. I found out that God will not prosper his people when they're disobedient. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm going to say it again because I need people to get this. God will not prosper his people when they're disobedient. If you don't believe me, go and read the Old Testament. When the children of Israel continually disobeyed God, and they were handed over to their enemies as slaves because of their disobedience. And God came to deliver them, to remind them that he is God and that he chose them. They didn't choose him. He chose them. And so we have to get back to the basis of talking about salvation and talking about the beauty of what Christ did. You cannot separate the work of Christ from the person of Christ. You can't separate the two. And most oftentimes we see people, they talk about God, but they don't accept Jesus.
Yeah.
Some people talk about Jesus, but in the New Testament, and they try their very best to separate the Old Testament from the New. The Old Testament is a representation of where we've been. The New Testament is a representation of where we're going. So if you don't know your history, you won't know your future. And so I want to encourage the church to continue to preach sin, to continue to preach that. Because without the basis of that, we continue to lose ground and the foundation of what the church is. And even when the Bible talks about the ecclesia, a lot of people, mm-hmm. a lot of people look at the ecclesia as the church building. It's not the church building. We are the temple of God. We are the church. And we have to be the representatives that go out into the world and make it and become fishers of men. And we have not done a good job of that. I'm very, very big on evangelism. Very big. If God just let me do that, I'll be happy. If you just let me evangelize and not preach, I will be extremely happy. But we have to get back to the basis and the concepts of God's precepts in order for us to continue to reach the people that are seen to be unreachable.
Amen. I would believe, Reverend Cox, that your preaching ministry on Monday Mandate, and we'll go into a lot more detail about that awesome Facebook Live ministry, is actually teaching in such a way that gives people an opportunity to consider Christ. So I believe that that is in the field of evangelism as well. You know, our callings overlap. Just because we may be called to do one particular ministry, it may bleed off into other areas of ministry as well. So I'm giving you more credit than maybe your preaching and teaching ministry may not have been fully appreciated, because I do believe that you're breaking ground, sir. I do believe that you are opening up people's minds for consideration. And we're going to talk about that after this music break. Amen. We're here with awesome man of God. My dear friend, my dear brother, Reverend C.R. Cox is breaking it down so that you can get it, because this is what we're here for. We are here to make a eternal decision right here on this earth in this lifetime. Many people have said this is the dressing room. This is the opportunity for us to get a clear understanding of who God is. And yes, there are evil, dark forces out there that are opposing us, but we ain't scared, we ain't shamed, and we will not move. Here's woman of God, Rashida Hodge, let you know, not only are we not ashamed and we won't move, but guess what? We still going to say yes. Come on, woman of God, say yes.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. You're tuned into Fire, the gospel experience, because that's what it is. We are a evangelistic outreach ministry. We are here to declare God as the only true Savior. His son Jesus came to earth under the direction of God the Father. He submitted himself. And if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is God in human flesh, can humble himself according to the will of God, then let me ask you this. Who are you and I to oppose the will of God? It's all about obedience. It's all about submission. It's not begrudging. It's not a heavy, hard burden to bear. Once we come into the knowledge, Reverend Cox, of what the love of God truly is, we will be so delighted. I believe one of the reasons that God gives us is eternity is so that we can get the shout out. We're going to be so grateful. It's going to take eternity for us to finally get all that praise out and all that gratitude out. And we know eternity lasts forever. So, Reverend Cox, let's talk about love. Our summary text that we'll be discussing near the end of the broadcast is coming from John 13 and 35. And it says, by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Can we just, for a little while, talk about what love is according to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ? Reverend Cox?
Yes, sir.
Can we just briefly just discuss what our Lord Jesus talked about in the Gospel of according to John, verse 35 of the 13th chapter of John, where he says, by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Can we talk about this love that our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about so that we'll know even if we do possess it or not?
You know, this four-letter word of power, something that is oftentimes mistranslated and misinterpreted. What Jesus was saying and was teaching his disciples that love is an action verb. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about all the actions that come with love.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's love. We did not have to get pre-qualified. We did not have to get prepositioned. We did not have to have any prerequisites when it came to what Christ did on the cross. He loved his creation so much that he gave his life. That's action. And so what Jesus was talking about, he was talking to his disciples, by this you will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Love is something that has to be a pattern of repetition. It has to be a pattern of responsibility, and it also has a pattern of recompense that comes with it. Because one of the things that happens with love is this. Love would allow you to look beyond someone's fault and meet their needs. Love will allow you to look over what someone has done to you, forgive them, and to act as if though that certain situation did not happen. Love would allow you to minister to a person that has wronged you. Love would allow you to love a sinner that has no desire to believe what Christianity represents, that has no desire to believe God, that has no desire for salvation. Love would allow you to continue to love that person. Love would allow you to continue to show care and gratitude towards someone who's not necessarily living the same lifestyle that you live. And Jesus taught love. As a matter of fact, if you paid quick attention to all of the sermons concerning Christ, Christ was authoritative. He was commanding, But he did everything in love. Even when he addressed the Pharisees and the Sadducees and his disciples, he did so in love. And so I think oftentimes we misinterpret love because we have to, we believe that in order for us to love someone, we got to say yes to them at all times. Love okay. also requires a no. If you love somebody, you're not going to continue to allow them to stay in the same situation that they're in. Love would allow you to disagree with someone mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. still not treat them according to their disagreement that you have with them. And we when we start talking about love, I mean, what does the Bible say about love? Love covers a multitude of sin.
Come on.
It covers it. And yeah. so we start talking about the covering of the multitude of sin, it's a blanket, and up underneath it is all the sins that have been committed. But what surrounds it, what's on top of it, and what embraces all of these sins that we commit is the word love. And this is why God disrobed himself in glory, came down to this dirty earth and through a virgin canal and allowed himself to be born a human.
Yes,
he was half human. He was fully human, fully divine. And
yes,
so he had an assignment to bridge the gap between humanity and also his holiness. And that's love. One more thing that the Bible says about love is that the designation of love is this, that love would allow you to give your life for your friend.
Amen.
That's love. When you can give your life for someone or something, that's love. And Jesus was the epitome of that love.
Yes, sir.
And he needed his disciples to carry that love out throughout the world so they can have a portrayal of what that was.
Amen. That is so true. When you said that scripture verse referring to love covers a multitude of sins, what we're talking about is that the action of love covers a multitude of sins. What do I mean by that?
Right.
When Jesus Christ allowed himself to be a sacrifice for your sins and mine, listeners, his blood was shed. And guess what his blood did? His blood covered the multitude of sins that we had committed in the past, that we might commit now in the present, and any future sins that's coming our way. His blood has covered that. That means it's an action. In our Western Hemisphere, and I'm getting ahead of my summary, we have restricted what love is based upon emotion, Reverend Cox. If I'm feeling a certain way, I may or may not do what God says do. And that is natural, because Jesus said it's not uncommon for even people that don't believe in what I'm teaching and preaching, they're going to look out for one another. But it's a supernatural, not natural, it's a supernatural love when you can feed your enemy, because I am not basing on my emotions. I'm going to see a greater need, and I'm going to understand that God is using me as the instrument to demonstrate his love for mankind through me, by me probably discombobulating the one who has decided to be my enemy. Because, see, I have not declared him, Reverend Cox, to be my enemy. I know he's against me. I know that he is in the grips of demonic oppression mentally and emotionally, and he needs someone to come to his rescue by fulfilling his need so that he can see that I'm not actually his enemy. And that is how God uses us, so that those that were once enemies, just like you and I, Christ died for us when we were still yet in our sins, so that God can use us as his instrumental means. That's why he calls us the body, Reverend Cox. We are the legs. We are the eyes and ears. We are the feet of our Father, which is in heaven. So we are just grateful for a love that supersedes our emotions. We don't let our emotions regulate and dictate our commitment and service to Christ. Tell us about Monday Mandate. When did this awesome ministry gave birth to you? How did it come about? And let us know the fuel that continues to flow through your Monday Mandate Ministry? Tell us about it.
Well, the Monday Mandate was a God-given assignment. It had nothing. I did not choose this assignment at all. I was sitting in my living room about 4 years ago in 2017. I did not have a Facebook account. I didn't have any social media whatsoever. And God, I heard the Lord speak to me clearly, and the Lord told me to take the message to the internet. And I said, okay. I said, Lord, I don't the internet. I said, but Lord, I don't even have an account on the internet. And he instructed me to get one, and I got one, and it lay dormant for like a week or two. And then I talked to God again, and God gave me the phrase Monday Mandate. It would be it would have to be at the top of the week, away from church service, right?
Yeah.
People go to church on Sunday. You give them something on Monday to, you know, to help them throughout the week. I tried various days. I tried Wednesday and Friday and things of that nature. But the Monday mandate is what he gave me, and it was to bring an awareness and a mandate to people to challenge them to seek God and to use different methods of messaging to get there, to use these standard examples of life that we're seeing, all the negative things that are going on, to push people into the bosom, into the presence of God. And I didn't know how long this was going to last. I did not. When I first started, I was nervous. I didn't. I don't have a big name. I don't have a big face. You know, stuff like that. Not that God. I don't know if I could do this. And I started doing it. And here we are. We're on almost year five. Next year will be 5 years. That I've been doing the Monday Mandate. And God has really blessed it. And I've seen so much growth in the ministry. I've seen people who have connected and things of that nature. But ultimately, it's really to give God glory for the things that he has done in the life of my ministry. So, you know, it was birthed out of obedience. And you never know why God will give you assignment, but your obedience is required even when he don't give you all the details.
Amen. That's a wonderful thing. Can you recall offhand any particular Monday Mandate broadcast that still is resonating in your spirit, that you just felt Holy Spirit God just come in through that broadcast, and it still kind of is fluctuating in your spirit even now as I'm speaking about it? Can you share with us, just so that the listeners can appreciate how God is moving through Monday Mandate, is there a special broadcast in particular that you would like to share with us what the subject matter was?
Yes, one of them, I have a great deal of them, but one of them was dealing with depression. And because I too dealt with depression for a very long time, I didn't talk about it too much because I didn't want people to judge me and I want people to ridicule me. God allowed me to talk about depression because even in the season that we're in right now, depression is at an all-time high, suicide is at an all-time high. And I was one of those people who thought about suicide. I was one of those people who did not feel that my life was valuable. I felt as though I didn't have anything to offer. And so it was information for the audience, but it was really my testimony as well. And you know, we talked about the you know, facing depression and realizing what depression is and unmasking it, because I think a lot of times we hide what we're going through, and not understanding that the health and, you know, the sanctity in getting healing is to talk about it. And so I want to encourage people who are going through depression today to find some professional counseling. Talk to someone about it, and you'll realize and you'll find out that letting it out is better than holding it in.
Amen. Amen. They have a saying in 12-step recovery, where I met some awesome people, that the first step is to healing pain is opening up so that the pain can be revealed.
Right.
It just takes great understanding about how much do you really intend to bear. If you know that you are some sort of psychological, emotional pain, you don't have to be able to define it. All you have to do is be able to speak on it just enough so that someone can provide you with the assistance and the help that you need. I think the biggest thing, like you said, Reverend Cox, is I heard you say that that Monday mandate lay dormant for a while. There's a reason it lay dormant. You wasn't waiting on God. No, sir. God, God is waiting on us to go on and get honest and open up and say, I need help. And God uses people as instrumental means. Everything is not going to come with a lightning bolt and a thunderclap. If God does the miraculous, he's still doing miracles. But God has instituted resources in the form of brothers and sisters, men and women, to do the work that is so necessary. And that's not to exclude the miraculous. God still works miracles. He's still raising the dead, folks. He's still healing the sick. He's still opening blinded eyes, and he's still unstopping deaf ears, Reverend Cox. You know this, and so do I. So we claim Christ as being the one that is the provider for our needs, and I'm so glad you spoke about depression, because I, too, have been through moments of contemplating suicide, feeling like my life had bottomed out. The devil had tricked me coming and going, Reverend Cox, and I'm just so grateful for these new days in Christ. Now, before you get out of here, Reverend Cox, I would like for you to go ahead and share your Monday Mandate broadcast so that my listeners can become your viewers and listeners, as well as how you may be contacted in case there's someone out there that would love for you to come to their church event, revival, convocation, or whatever they have going on. They may want to invite you to come and be a speaker and bless them, as well as your social media contacts, so that my friends out there that are listening to this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast can follow you on whatever social media that you have, so that they can continue to support you as you continue to bless them in their spiritual life.
Amen. The Monday Mandate broadcast every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And right now, I'm bringing on guests to help out on the Monday Mandate, because I know that there are different voices for this generation that need to be heard. And so we're bringing guests on as well. We have guests lined up from Prophet Bill all the way down to Pastor Terrell Edwards out of Chicago, Illinois. But God is blessing that ministry. And you know, I implore you all to come on out and support. We're not strangers. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. So come on out and support the Monday Mandate each Monday on Facebook Live. My page is on Facebook. It's CR COX. That's how you will find me. Also, I'm on all social media outlets such as Instagram, and my handle there is cr.cox.750. If you would like to reach out through email, my email is Clarence, clarence.cox203@gmail.com. And I look forward to conversing with each of you all. God bless you all. Enjoy this holiday season, and always remember that Jesus is the reason for this season.
He is definitely the reason for the season. Now, here publicly, Reverend Cox, I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing in Jesus Christ. But I also want to give out a special thank you for those that blessed me for my birthday. I neglected to give y'all a shout-out, show y'all much appreciation, gratitude, and love for you all that wish me a happy birthday on November 17th. I know it's past due, but it's never too late to show some gratitude and love and appreciation. But also, too, for my 20-year anniversary for being clean and sober on December the 8th. Thank you, Reverend Cox. I just wanted to let you know I appreciate your words of encouragement. I'm a walking, talking, living, breathing miracle. And right here on Facebook, I would like to just prepare a gift for you all. I've authored two books, but I have one free autobiography that is unpublished. It's entitled My Life in the Sunshine. If you listen to this broadcast and you want to hear more about my journey through my dark valley, through my shadow of death, through addiction, through emotional abandonment, through feeling less than, and then like Reverend Cox said, God, you calling me? I don't see no qualifications. I don't see no worthiness in me. But I'm old school, Reverend Cox. They said that God don't call the qualified, but he qualifies those he calls. So, again, thank you, Reverend Cox, and to everyone that blessed me. And I want y'all to know those words are so encouraging. They bless my spirit, bless my heart. These are the things that keep us moving forward for Jesus Christ, letting us know that we're making a difference and that people really do care. So, Reverend Cox, my prayer for you, my dear friend and brother, is that God will continue to bless you. Move in your waist, in your life so mightily that it goes beyond your prayers, your imagination, and anything else that you have even thought about. I believe and pray God will bless you with it and move you forward as you continue to do his will, my good brother. Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to you having come back. Anytime you're ready, I'll make room for you, good brother.
Amen. God bless you, Ron. I do appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend C.R. Cox, host of Monday Mandate on Facebook. That is an awesome man of God. Y'all need to support that good brother. Just like we do, we support each other. My good brother, thank you for joining us. Reverend C.R. Cox was right here on this fire gospel experience. Yes, he is. Amen. See, that's what I'm talking about. You anointed people of God, y'all have a word. Y'all, this is y'all season. This is y'all time to let your ministry be made known. Don't you know God wants to take you from where you are right now to a brand new place that you've never been before? How you think I got here, man? I was running through cash quarters, man, 40 pounds underweight, didn't have nothing in my pocket but lint and tears running down my face. 20 years later, I've written two books. Bless God. I have been blessed to be on this internet hosting internet radio since 2014, and I don't even smell like smoke. I'm like the three Hebrew boys that went into the fiery furnace. Don't you know that their clothes were not even thin? And then that old wicked king, he said, turn that fire up 7 times hotter. He wrapped them up in coats and hats so that they'll burn, burn, burn. But when they came up out of there, Lord Jesus, no smoke smell, nothing burned, nothing thin. That's predominantly how my life is lived. If I don't tell y'all nothing about what I've been through, y'all wouldn't see it, and most people still don't believe it. But I promise you, when I talk to somebody that's at the gas station or at the freeway exit where I used to hang out, and then I tell them how God deliberately transformed me and made me brand new, y'all should see their eyes light up, because no one has this testimony unless you've been there. And when you've been there, and then they step back and look me up and down, and they can't see it, that gives them hope. And I'm giving you hope to know that if it's you, listen to this broadcast, or if you have a family member or friend that's going through some terrible trials and very hard times, it could be domestic violence, it could be addiction, it could be some sort of mental illness or disturbance, I am a living, walking, talking, breathing miracle and witness that God is a redeemer. Thank you, God. And I'm going to be like Young Frank. Oh, my God.
Everywhere we go, woo! People want to know, yeah, how we get that shine and how did we get that glow.
Young Frank.
Everywhere we go, woo! People got to see.
Y'all ready?
How we set me free and how we shining down on me like, oh, my God.
Yeah, great sufficient, yeah, yeah. Can't believe all the blessings and the favor, yeah, yeah. Thanking God, yeah, yeah. Every day, yeah, yeah. And I'm grateful we still holding me together, yeah, yeah. Blows my mind, yeah, yeah. All the time, yeah, yeah. When I think about the love that he's shown, yeah, yeah. So amazed, yeah, yeah. Give him praise, yeah, yeah. I was bound, he broke the chain, set me free, yeah. Mercy, mercy me, had it turned on me, dirty, dirty like the South, now your boy missed it clean, had a slice of humble pie, yeah, I licked the fork clean, OMG, OMG, my God.
Light
up
the whole world, yeah.
Light it, light it up,
like a city on a steel, yeah, yeah.
City on a
Everywhere I go, people want to know how I do the things that I do, and I'm trying to tell you it's not by my own will. It is nothing but the grace and the love of God working and moving in my life. Don't you know that brings me so much joy? Makes me just want to go run and tell somebody of our Lord.
Hello,
amen.
I'm Minister Althea M. Richardson, life coach, podcaster, and founder of Wove Ministries. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to contact me for spiritual counseling, mentoring, and encouragement to take control of your life and grow to another level. You can contact me by phone at area code 346-298-3119, on Facebook at Althea, which is A-L-T-H-E-A-M Richardson, M-A, or Wove, W-O-V-E, Inspiration. You can also email me at woveinspiration@gmail.com. God wants you to do all that you can to bring him glory, and I want that for you as well. Until then, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
Let go, let God, let go. Let go, let God, let it all go, let God.
Father, in the beautiful name of Jesus, we are letting go of anything that would hinder our walk with you. Father God, thank you for your hand and eye of mercy and grace that covers us and blesses us and keeps us, especially when we realize, dear God, that we're unable to keep ourselves. Thank you for looking out for us, looking over us, and not giving up on us, dear God. We surrender to you again and again and again so that we, Father God, can be humbled by your grace and obedient to your will in all that we say and do. Holy Spirit, God, be our guide, be our strength. Help us in our minds. Help us with our bodies, which is your temple. Keep it clean. And I pray, Father God, for that new heart to be according to your will and purpose in our lives. We pray this prayer in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, woman of God, Eloise, for letting us know it's all about letting God, letting him have his way. Amen. Thank you, man of God, Milton Wallace, hardworking promoter and manager with these gospel honors, for sending this music to the Fire Gospel Experience. Again, Milton Wallace, you are a man that is laboring behind the scenes. That's why I don't mind shouting y'all out so that y'all can continue to do the work that y'all are doing and give y'all just due recognition. Because sometimes we feel like nobody want to appreciate us, that we can't get no thank yous. I'm giving it to you right now, and I'm praying that others will follow my example as I follow the Lord Jesus in showing appreciation to those people that are in our lives. My. It is that opportunity for you gifted people that have words of encouragement and speaking gifts and talents to share in word of inspiration, just like my special guest is right here right now. We're talking about an awesome man of God that just has so many projects and so much love for God under his belt that he is here with us now today to share in word of inspiration. He's no stranger to this Fire Gospel Experience. Yes, he's been here before. I'm trying to tell y'all that this man of God is going to do some great and mighty things right here, right now on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen goes right there. My pleasure, this man of God, he is laboring in so many different ways. He has blessed so many people in his life. Talking about Enlisted Media, he is a man that is working hard, and he is a husband, a dad, also a fighter for truth and justice, marketing director at Enlisted Records, artist at Enlisted Media, chief marketing officer as well at Enlisted Radio, coming from us live from Springfield, Massachusetts, none other than man of God, to share an inspiration, Dion Shoulder Salad is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Yeah. Brother Dion Shoulder Salad. What's up, good brother? What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I'm thankful for this wonderful platform that you have given all of us. I thank you for the gift God has planted in you, many gifts of word and inspiration. Because without our gifts, you know, how in the world are we going to do what God wants us to do? You know, He gives each of us to give others. So,
yes, he does. And we have these beautiful gifts, so the people say, my God, I grew up with that boy. How did he do all that stuff now? And we tell them it's a God thing. It's not me. It's God that's in me. Amen. So, brother, we are here so that you will go ahead and break this spiritual bread of inspiration with us. I'm going to pass you the platform and the microphone so that you can do that. And then we'll have a brief moment or two to talk a little bit about the wonderful works and ministries that you're doing and how God is moving in your life. Go right ahead, dear brother.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I just praise God for this platform, and I just want to talk about humanity. Humanity is worth saving because life builds character. And life builds character is through love. Our love for our Father, our love for our children, our love for our community. And a lot of times we sit there and we want to give up on what's going on. We're looking at the news and we're thinking, there's a block in my way where it's like, I can't do nothing for you, Lord. You know, I want to do this and I want to spread your word, but, you know, I don't have a job or I don't have the finances to do what you want me to do. Or, Lord, I want to feed people, but I only have enough for myself. The Lord will give you the power and the unction. And while you have the power and the unction to do that, he will bless you. Now, it may not be the way that you want it to come about, but he gives you signs and wonders. And when he gives you that sign, you have to discern it and hold on to it and watch it grow. Because he said that greater works will you do.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are thinking about Jesus and what would Jesus do.
Yeah.
But he give us the talents to do greater works. And how we do greater works by him, we have a lot more platforms to spread his word. You know, Jesus only worked a so many mile radius, but we can reach people all around the world. And this is how we can save humanity, through the word of God and building character. Now, what is a character? Now, my involvement when it comes to building a character, because I'm a writer also, and I work in film. When you write a character, you want the character to be loved by the people that are viewing the film or the book. So there are things that character has to go through for you to fall in love with that character. So there are some things that you may relate to or things that you want to do, and that character does that thing that you will want to do and inspires you to do it or inspires you to want to do it. And this is how the Lord works. The things you go through builds you. It makes you. Think of the building blocks. Think of love as building blocks. And you can build a house, or you can have one brick where there's no shelter. But you can have many of blocks of love, and you can build you a house. You can build anything you want to build. But you have to start off with that first block of love. You got to start off with that foundation. That foundation is Jesus. And that foundation, you got to hold on to it. He will do the increase. See, the thing is, sometimes we want to do the increase ourselves. We have ideas of how we're going to increase when the Lord showed you how to increase. And therefore, we fall short. But humanity is worth saying because life builds characters. Life builds character. We have to be that character for him. We have to exude love in everything that we do. And if we don't, that's how we a lot of times fall short in the glory of God and helping people. So it doesn't matter how much little you have or how much you have. Just build your character in love of Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about, building character in Christ. Make it tangible. Let people see this Christian way of living in you. Let people see this man who we believe came in human form through a virgin birth at the age of 30, preached words that had never been spoken before, done miracles that
had not been done to his magnitude before. He came,
right.
He gave his life, and then he rose from the dead. Buddha didn't do it. Confucius didn't do it. Muhammad
That's
didn't
right.
do it. Jesus Christ is the only man that got up out the grave by his own power that was given to him by the Father. He is God in human flesh. Thank you, man of God.
Amen.
Those words resonated in my spirit and in my mind. I'm going to take that like I used to bring homework home from school. I'm going to keep that with me, and I'm going to work on that thing. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Enlistic Media? You're welcome, dear brother. Tell us about this Enlistic Media, because there are artists and people out there that we'd love to get in contact and collaborate with you on this ministry that you have, Enlistic Radio.
Oh, great, great. Well, Enlistic Radio, they can email me the MP3, a bio about themselves, and I will send some information about Enlistic Radio. They can email me at the Gmail, enlisticmedia@gmail.com, which is Enlistic is spelled N-L-I-S-T-I-C, media, M-E-D-I-A, @gmail.com, if they're interested in Enlistic Radio. And if they want to have a show on the platform or want to submit music, myself and other staff will help them with that. Now, I'm also a filmmaker, and if you want to be a part of the film we're doing, it's called A Hand to Heal, Never to Hurt, and if you want to be a part of that, if you want to have a testimony about depression or you're about with suicide, you can also email me and get in touch with me at nomorebullyingandsuicide@gmail.com. So, yeah, we're doing that, and that's coming along good. The movie is the way that we are doing the movie is coming along fine, and I cannot wait for it to be released, because I feel this movie is going to be a conversation work of art where you can talk about depression, and you can talk about bullying, you can talk about suicide, and it's not so taboo.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing right now, brother, and I'm excited because I feel like what we're doing, souls are going to be saved and souls are going to be inspired, because a lot of times, you know, we want people to turn to God, but a lot of times the people who are help turning people to God, they need inspiration too. You know, to tell
do.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? I love when brothers like you, you know, have a good word to say on social media or speaking at a place and encourage me to do what I'm doing. See, it's a two-way thing, you know, and I'm loving it. And God bless you, brother, because you're doing a
Amen.
Great job in your ministry, man. I mean, you are helping me a lot.
Thank you. I'm so appreciative to hear those words, man. They touch my spirit and they touch my soul. I am grateful to get that type of response, because you're so right. Sometimes we get so caught up in doing the will of God that we look around and we just wonder sometimes, just in our minds, are we really making a difference? Are we really touching people's lives? Is our voice really being heard? I see you commenting and liking my posts as God gives me inspiration. I see you, brother. I want to let you know, thank you. I appreciate you. And way before there was a Facebook, God was giving me these inspirations. I'm downtown at the Detroit Post Office, and I just kept hearing words of inspiration.
Wow.
I can recall Psalms and Proverbs, and God was giving me modern-day Psalms and Proverbs, and I would get a piece of paper and a marker, and just like on Facebook, I would write down what Holy Spirit God gave me, and on the flat sorter machine at the post office on the third floor, I would tape it to my machine, and then people would walk by my machine just to see what inspirations I had for them today. So this is way before Facebook, good brother.
Wow, man.
This was some 20
That's
years
a blessing.
Ago I've been doing this.
20, wow. And so you was before this platform, but God was preparing you for this platform.
I had no idea. And this was right at the point in time where I went through a dark valley and shadow of death, of addiction, of things that had me yoked and bound. They used to call me Reverend Ron. And as I went through my struggles, people were saying that this boy either smoking crack or he got HIV. I felt so ashamed. I left the post office because 3 and 4 times a day, people knew who I was in Christ, and they was wondering what in the world went wrong. Were they looking at me now, good brother? And they realized that everything that I was telling them was true. I just went through a time and a season of doubt that I will never let infringe upon my faith and in my life again. So, good brother, thank you for the work that you're doing. Let people know about your Facebook page now so that they can tune in to you on Facebook. Follow you.
I have 2 Facebook pages. You can use Deon Soldier Ballard, D-E-O-N, Soldier spelled S-O-U-L-D-I-E-R, and Ballard is B-A-L-L-A-R-D. And then I have another page that's Deon Ballard. If that page is almost full, the Deon Soldier Ballard is almost full, but I have 2 pages. So one page is Deon Ballard. So if you cannot get on that page, try that page. And I'm welcome anyone to want to talk about anything, whether it be suicide, bullying, addictions. Just want prayer. You don't have to tell me anything. If you want prayer, just say pray for me, brother.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
That's it.
That's what we call frontline ministry. That's what we call we ain't saying. We just trying to get the gospel, the good news, the great grand news of the gospel of Jesus Christ out there. That means that whoever you are out there, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you've done, I don't care about none of that stuff, and neither does God. He just wants to know, are you ready now for some truth in your life? And if so, I promise you, Jesus is the answer to every solution that you have. That don't mean you're not going to have no more problems, but with God on your side, nothing will be able to defeat you. Amen. Good brother, my good brother, Deon Soldier Ballard, you keep doing what you're doing in Jesus' name. I promise you, the faith and the goodness of God will continue to not only bless you, but expand all the good things in your life. Thank you for joining us, good brother. I appreciate you in Jesus.
Thank you. You too, man. God bless you, Brother Jefferson.
Amen.
It was a pleasure.
That's my brother, y'all. D.R. Soldier Ballard on the front line for Jesus. I am so tremendously blessed to have these awesome people of God that comes to this fire gospel experience. They make me look so professional. They make me look so enough good, and I promise you, it's the beautiful Jesus in them, and it's the beautiful Jesus in me that we want to extol and extend grace and love and peace to you in our words of testimony, because we are made brand new. We are new creatures in Christ. Amen. Right there. We're about to go ahead and turn the heat up just a little bit higher, just a little bit hotter, so that Jesus can get the praise, so that Jesus can get all of the glory in our life just like he's supposed to. So don't y'all do nothing but get ready to get your sanctified praise on. Hallelujah.
Hello, I'm Enan Perryman, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained. Experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I pray that my music, video, and song, Waiting on You, will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building. God bless.
Lord God. since 9-1-1. Them there's Lisa. Since just her life falls in a mess. Blind by the time they got died.
You got the cigarette that matches on the shoe. the Lord by my side. Victory is all mine. All mine. Love. It's all mine. All mine. Victory is shall be. Hold on. It's all mine. Listen. Keep a praying. Keep
praying, trust,
you gotta keep praying.
And the girls is trying to let us know that it's all about victory, victory. It shall be mine. But you have to have your hand in the master's hand, because God is the one that has all power. And before that, you heard from man of God, Aaron Perryman, letting us know what you gonna do with this Jesus. I'm going to tell everybody that comes my way, as I'm led by Holy Spirit God, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift and understanding about love from John 13:35, which says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Now, our Lord Jesus has declared in the gospel writing of his disciple John 13, that there is one great undeniable characteristic and behavior of the followers of our Lord Jesus. That is love. So we have to correctly ascertain as to what love is and what is love. Now, I know that may sound a bit repetitive, but I assure you, as expansive as the true definition of love is, that broad understanding can indeed be narrowed down to its purest form. We in our Western Hemisphere social culture have all but flatlined the definition of love. We can say, I love whatever and whomever in a variant multitude of ways with little respect for content. We don't say, I love my mother and father in the same vein as I love chocolate cake. So let us venture into what the Holy Scriptures define as love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What was it that stands out in regard to love and God in John 3:16? Was emotion or affection pronounced as a precursor for love? No. Whether that was an emotional attachment to God in John 3:16, it can be implied. But what we do see is that God so loved, meaning that he gave. The love in this instance, beloved, can be more of a determinative action that we may indeed have some emotional anchor tied to its base, but if it were not for the action of giving, how would we know and be able to beware of this wonderful gift he gave? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That comes in Matthew 27 and verse 20, 37. Matthew 27 and verse 37. So we ought to be so determined, beloved, to show evidence of commitment, obedience, and sanctification, that these elements of our lives will conjure up into levels of love, which is biblical speaking. And the coordinating principle is evident again as it is directed from a vertical application to our love for God to a horizontal application to the people around us. Matthew 27 and 38 bears this out. It says, and the second is likened to it. The young ruler said, Jesus, what are the two greatest commandments? Jesus replied that to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul. And the second, verse 39, is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It's the doing where love is seen in the light of day publicly and the dawn of night privately. It's the action that we have towards others that quantify what love is. According to the gospel of God, Matthew 6 and 31 says, and as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also likewise to them. The Old Testament law of Moses breaks it down into more specific details for those who may still be kicking against the prick, as Saul, who was the Christian killer before God transformed him on his road to Damascus, into the greatest Bible evangelist, talking about the Apostle Paul. Exodus 20 and 5 breaks it down. It says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And then, as well as honoring the great God who is our creator, Exodus 20 and 17 states it a little further vertically. It says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Talking about graven images that we make with our hands. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, Exodus 20 and 17. So we should strive to have a formulation of a mindset together to do. And then we may have the appeal to God for a renewed heart as we're doing it. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7 says, every man, according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth the cheerful giver. Now, in this instance that I just quoted from the scripture, it's talking about giving. We have to have a joyful heart and attitude when we give God our first fruits of tithes and offerings. But this principle of heart is also valid for service. That's why the word teaches us to forbear in our process of translation into the very likeness of Christ. God said, let us make man in our image, Genesis 1 and 26. So, beloved, what I'm saying is the fulfillment of this image that we bear in God is an ongoing work. It started in Genesis, creation, but it is being completed in our transformation day by day in Christ right here on earth as Jesus has become our Lord and Savior. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not begrudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And this includes our emotions and attitudes with the mind of Christ and a new heart for God. Finally, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2 and 5. And then God has promised us a new heart, a new mind in Christ, and a new heart. Also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away that stony heart of, out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. These points and many, many more from our biblical perspective are the true and definitive components of what love is and what love does and is eternal in God. Now, every other ideal of love will leave those who pursue this particular thought wanting and void of what God has intended for us all to have and share with him first and everyone else afterwards. Amen. Goes right there. Giving you some just sanctified, refreshing words about love. We need to understand what love is based upon, what God says love is. I want to thank my special guest, awesome man of God, the host of Monday Mandate every morning right there on Facebook. You can go to C.R. Cox Facebook page, get that time, and get that inspiration from man of God, C.R. Cox. And then my dear brother who gave us such profound words right here on Word of Inspiration, talking about Dion, Soldier, Dallas. These are men of God that should be respected and should be honored and recognized, and that's just what I do every chance I get. I want to leave y'all with one final word. We Christians are sometimes too concerned about being liked rather than being and living more like Christ. Amen. So let's get our perspectives together, you all. Let's understand that people are not going to like you when you take that stand for Christ. But you know what? There are some people out there that are going to love you for taking that stand for Christ. And more importantly, guess what? God the Father himself is going to love us for taking that stand for Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Going to leave y'all with some frontline gospel music. Here's BBJ letting you know that there's only one way, and that is the real. So until next time, I pray God will bless you, keep you, cover you, and sanctify you for his holy work according to his holy will. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. Come on, BBJ. Let's keep it real on this fire gospel experience.
What I do is real to me. You respond the way you do. I don't need a gun. I'm rocking boats and I'm clocking votes for my style. Sink the flow, make me glow and flow like the now. Soul to soul.
Shadow Bill Bones. Shadow Bill Bones.